వక్రతుండ మహాకాయ సూర్యకోటి సమప్రభా, నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యేషు సర్వదా.
గతసప్తాహే విభక్తి విషయాన్ని వయం దృష్టవంతః. లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వి టాక్ అబౌట్ ద భక్తి మోడల్. ఇన్ సమ్ వన్ ట్రై టు రివైజ్ క్విక్లీ వాట్ ఎవర్ వి సా అండ్ వాట్ వాస్ ద హోమ్ వర్క్. Any of you can do it. I'm waiting for one of you to open your mouth.
అహం వదామి భగిని, ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ ఫర్ ఇట్ బట్ ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ డూ ఇట్ బికాస్ నో వన్ ఎల్స్ కేమ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. వయం ద్వితీయా విభక్తి దృష్టవంతః. ఏకనిమిషం. గతసప్తాహే దినం అద్య శ్వః పరశ్వః ప్రపరశ్వః ఏతత్ సర్వం దృష్టవంతః. తదనంతరం ద్వితీయ ఏకసంభాషణం దృష్టవంతః. తదనంతరం ద్వితీయ విభక్తి ప్రయోగం దృష్టవంతః.
ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్, కిమపి క్లేశః అని చెప్పి పృచ్చతు, నో చేత్ వయం అగ్రే సరేమ. సెవెన్ పాయింట్ టూ కృతం ఖలు, దట్స్ ఓవర్ రైట్?
ఆం భగిని, తత్ గృహపాఠం కృతవంతః. ఏకస్మిన్ క్లేశం అస్తి, ఫర్ ద లాస్ట్ వాట్ డు వి సే, అంతే వాక్యం పితా వదతి సర్వం పాఠాః డాష్ పఠామి పాఠయామి. సో దట్ సర్వే బికమ్స్ సర్వాన్, ఆర్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ ఐ డోంట్ అండర్
సర్వాన్ పాఠాన్
సర్వాన్. ఓకే, తత్ ఏకవారం ద్రష్టుం ఇచ్చామి. ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఇట్ విల్ బి బెటర్ ఐ ఫీల్.
సంపూర్ణం 7.2 అథవా ద ఎంటైర్ 7.2?
వయం అంతే పదాని తత్ర అస్తి ఖలు, తం తాం తత్సర్వం సమ్యక్ న అవగచ్చతి. అతః
అత్ర దత్తాని పదాని సర్వే ఉపరి యత్ అస్తి డాష్ ఇతి అస్తి ఖలు, అత్ర స్థాపితుం ఏవ దత్తం సర్వే. ద వర్డ్స్ దట్ హావ్ బీన్ గివెన్ అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఇస్ ఫార్ ద ఫిల్ ఇన్ ద బ్లాంక్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ. So I think that's where you are struck. Anyone else have done the complete exercise, can any of you help? You can try one. I think one of you sent me in the group.
I sent it. I think another person also sent.
I think Rangaraj Mahodaya as well did, but he has not completely done. Anyone else did the complete Rambhashanam? Vijay Mahodaya, Ashok Mahodaya, Chandra Bhagini or Anugraha Bhagini?
Aham Chandra, Aham Kritavati. I had
done it. Vaktum Shakyate
Va? Haan, Vaktum Shakyam. Pita Vadati. Putra, in bracket, it is Pataha. Patatu.
Avarane iti vadatu. Bracket.
Avarane.
Avarane Pataha iti asti.
Okay. Pataha, tasya dvitiya vibhakti, Pataha. पाठं पुत्रः पुत्र पाठं पठतु पुत्रः वदति अहम् आवरणे पाठः पठितुं न शक्नोमि अहम् पाठः पाठं भवति पठितुं न शक्नोमि पिता किमर्थं पुत्रः वदति अहम् आवरणे विद्यालयः न गतवान् विद्यालयः प्रथमविभक्ति अस्ति तद्द्वितीये विद्यालयं भवति अहं विद्यालयं न गतवान्
निमिषम् एकं ददातु एकनिमिषं सो सो फार् सो फादर् आस्क्ड् द सन् hey son, have you read the lesson? And the son says, I am unable to read. Kimartham is another questioning word. It means why. Why is that you are unable to read it? So Kimartham. And the son says, Aham Vidyalayam na Gathavan. I did not go to the school. So here Gachati or Gachami, the present continue present tense, while Gatavan is the past tense. Aham na Gatavan, I did not go. Patatu Bhati.
Pita Vadati, Bhavatu, Aham Avarane,
Bhagini Rupa, Aham
Patayami.
Ekam Sandesham Asti. Gatavan iti past tense, he said it's past tense, parantu agatam agacham is the langlakara, right? The difference between agacham and gatavan.
I will say
you,
it means I'm hearing it. Okay, so in Sanskritam, I think I mentioned this in one of the classes, I don't know if which one. For past tense, we have got three types of past tense. So one is the past tense that has happened today, one that has happened yesterday or last week in our lifetime, okay, in front of us probably. The other one is that the past tense that has happened, but we were not alive at that time. For example, when I say Rama went to the forest, Rama did go to the forest, but I did not witness him going to the forest. So there are three types. Anadyantana is one, which is not today. Paroksha, Aksha is I. Paroksha is that is sometime back that I did not see, it is not in front of my Aksha. And the third type is Samanya Bhuta Kalaha, which means usual past tense. Maybe this morning it happened, or last week it happened, or last month, or last year, or maybe 2-3 years back. So depending on that, it will come. So for now, you need not get confused with that. So just understand there are three types of past tenses. So all the three are valid, but it is subjective to time. Does that answer your question, Bhagini?
आम भगिनी गतवान व्हाट टाइप ऑफ पास्ट टेंस
दैट वी विल डू इट व्हेन
द ओके वी विल डू इट ओके ओके ओके
पटतु भगिनी
विल डू थैंक यू
स्वागत
हां नमस्कार पिता वदत
सह अनुग्रह
सॉरी आई जस्ट जॉइन लेट जस्ट जॉइन लेट
चिंता न
पिता वदति भवतु अहं भवान् पाठयामि तत्र भवान् द्वितीय विभक्ति भवति भवन्तं अहं भवन्तं पाठयामि पुत्रः वदति सत्यं भवान् आवरणे अहं पाठयति अहं अत्र अहं मां भवति सत्यं भवान् मां पाठयति पिता वदति आं पाठयामि पुत्री वदति ताता
अन्य कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा एनीवन एल्स वांट्स टू डू द सेकंड हाफ भगिनी भवती एव करोतु चन्द्रा भगिनी
भगिनी अहं प्रयत्नं करोमि रूपा
करोतु भगिनि चन्द्रभगिनी धन्यवादः रूपा भगिनी करोति
पुत्री ताता अहम् आवरणे अहम् अस्ति अपि पाठयतु मां हियर् आल्सो इट् इस् मां ताता माम् अपि पाठयतु पिता वदति अस्तु आवरणे भवती अस्ति तस्य द्वितीयविभक्ति भवतीम् अपि पाठयामि ऐ विल् टीच् यू आल्सो पुत्रः कदा पाठयति वेन् विल् यू टीच् मी पिता देट् इस् द सन् आस् पिता वदति इदानीं आवरणे भवान् अस्ति पाठयामि तं पाठयामि भवन्तं पाठयामि इदानीं भवन्तं पाठयामि ऐ विल् टीच् यू नौ पुत्रः अनुजा आवरणे अनुजा अस्ति देट् मीन्स् हीस् आस्किङ्ग् सिस्टर् कदा पाठयति वेन् विल् यू टीच् द सिस्टर् अनुजां कदा पाठयति वेन् विल् यू टीच् द सिस्टर् पिता वदति सा आवरणे सा अस्ति सायङ्काले पाठयामि तस्य द्वितीयविभक्ति रूपः ताम् अस्ति तां सायङ्काले पाठयामि वदतु कः पाठः पाठयामि टेल् मी विच् लेसन् यू वाण्ट् टु देट् द करेक्ट् फार्म् इस् वदतु कं पाठं पाठयामि पुत्रः वदति एषः पाठः पाठयतु एषः पाठः आवरणे अस्ति एतं पाठं पाठयतु पिता वदति आवरणे सर्वे पाठाः पाठयामि इत्र सन्देशमस्ति सर्वान् पाठान् पाठयामि पाठं पाठौ पाठान् ओके सोरि सर्वान् पाठान् पाठ
सम्यक् भगिनी
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः जस्ट् मेक् नोट् दट् भवान् भवति वाट् इस् द द्वितीया विभक्ति अहं देन् हौ इट् चेञ्जस् एण्ड् वाट् इस् कः हौ इट् चेञ्जस् एषः हौ इट् चेञ्जस् सा हौ इट् चेञ्जस् सो द फस्ट् होम्वर्क् फार् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास् वुड् बि तद् एतत् शब्दं वेर् Trillinga, it is Trillinga, which means you will have Tad Shabdam in all the three Linga, generally Etad in all the three Linga. In Shabdam Anjali, you will be able to find it. So try to find it out and you can relate from where they have given this some mom from, you know, any other question, or shall we go to the next? Okay, so we'll move on to 8.1. So 8.1 is about in front, side, and all that. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, can you read the first sentence in 8.1?
Aam Bhakni. Saha Keshavaha. Saha Keshavaha. He is Keshava. He is Keshava.
Agrimam api karochu. Tiyam. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya,
Keshavasya. Keshavasya puratah shakata asti. Shakataha asti. Keshavasya puratah shakatah asti.
Kim iti vaktum shakyate va? Vakyasya artam.
I am not very sure. Keshavasya, his Keshavasya Prataha, that is in front of him, Shakataha Asti. Asti means there. I mean, it is there. Shakataha is cart.
Uttamam. I mean, Shakataha is the wheel or cart. Mm. You can interpret in both the ways. So in front of Keshava, there is a cart.
Cart.
What? Come here.
Thank you.
Vijay Mahodaya, Agrimam Karu. Tasya Krishnatah Vasati Mandiram Asti.
Vasati Mandiram Asti.
It means behind there is a temple.
Mandiram ityukte temple iti na. Vasati Mandiram ityukte Mandiram iti eka building iti chintayatu. Vasati Mandiram ityukte hotel tadrisham, a resting place where you can go and, you know, feel comfortable.
I thought Mandiram means temple, so it must be temple here.
It is, but here the interpretation is a bit different.
Vasati means to stay, a mandir for staying, a resting place.
You're correct.
Okay, yeah. Tasya dakshinatah devalayah asti. On the southern side there is a temple.
Okay, so but right, can you try to say right, left or something of that sort?
Right.
With dakshina?
Dakshinatah, it is towards the right.
Dakshina is right. So when you want to say that it is in my right, then you can say dakshina, dakshinatah. Dhanyavad aham hodhya.
Thank you.
Anugraha Bhagini, can you continue?
Aam Bhagini. Tasya vamatah vrikshah asti. Tasya vamatah should be to his left there is a tree.
Agrimam.
Devalayasya upari kalashah asti. On top of the temple there is kalasha.
Astu. Samyak. Ashok Mahodaya, can you please do the next one?
Shakatasya adaha shunakah asti.
Shakatasya adaha shunakah asti.
Shunakah asti. Bhagini, I am not getting shunakah meaning.
You know what a shakata is, right? Rangaraja.
Yes, cart.
Chakatasya means in that cart. But where do you see the dog in that picture? Do you see a picture?
Yes, under the cart.
So it is downwards. It's under the shakata, there is a dog.
Okay.
Avagachati va?
Yeah, avagachati.
Samyak. Avagachami iti vaktavya.
Avagachami.
I have a doubt. Dakshina normally means south. So here Dakshinata, why does it mean right?
We have to check with the root word what it actually says. We will discuss in detail probably once we are done with the book. You just note down all the words that you want to discuss so that we will see.
That's because when you face east, south is to the right side.
Correct. That is logical. Any other questions? So it is Purataha, Prishtataha, Dakshinataha, Vamataha, Upari and Adaha. That talks about the different places from where you are. If there is no other doubt, then we will go to 8.2. I think you can do this as homework. 8.2 and A. So 8.2 says etat chitram pashyatu, see the picture. Anantaram etani vakyani shuddhani ashuddhani va iti likhatu. So seeing the picture, say if whatever is given in that is correct or wrong. That's what basically it says. And with 8.2 A, etat chitram drishtva upari adaha purataha prishtataha vamataha dakshinatah etesham upayogam krutva shad vakyani likhatu. So see the picture and you write 6 sentences seeing the picture. So I think you can do this as grihapatam. Does it sound a deal or you want to do something with that?
Astu bhagini, we'll do it at home.
8.2 E asti anantram prathamaha vakya prathamam vakyam asti balakaha kutra asti uttaram asti balakaha bahihi asti bahihi ityukte outside antaha ityukte inside balakaha bahihi asti balika kutra asti balika antaha asti and then rest of the two you can do it as a homework. So it is basically just to get let you know what is bahihi and antaha. Any questions in this? If not, we will just go to the next. These are all very small things.
I have a query. Does the word antaha mean the end also?
Yes, antam is end, while antaha, depending upon the context that you use, it changes.
Thank you.
Any other queries or we'll move to the next one? Okay. So, rest two statements, you can do it.
Bhagini, I may be excused, though I'm not this group.
I'm unable to hear you. Your voice is really feeble.
I'm just on. So, since I was free today, I could let me have some in-depth knowledge. So, in the 8.2R, the third balakaha, which is upari asti. Up here is a vanara and a balakaha. So what could be the, because the upari, vriksha upari, they mention balakaha. But they show the vanara.
I don't understand what you say. Your voice is really feeble to me. I don't know if it's
friendly
to me.
Yeah, I know. Is it okay? No.
Just slowly ask your question.
See, 8.2 R, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The third question, Balkaha Vrikshasya Upari Asti. And Vrikshasya Upari, in the picture they have shown the Vanara, not Balkaha. Am I right? Balkaha Vrikshasya. So my query is it like we can say Vanarasya Balkaha Vrikshasya Upari Asti?
Like small baby. Balakaha. What do you mean by Vanarasya Balakaha?
Vanara ka bacha. I mean, like a child of a vanar. Balkai, this is in the tree, in the picture, to me it looks like a vanar, not balak. Is it so? Balaka means a child.
Balakaha is a boy.
Boy, but in the picture, the boy or is it like a water?
The boy, what do you say?
Wonder, there's the wonder, there's the monkey. Hello, hello.
Bhagini, I think Mahodaya has got confused with the question. The question of that exercise is to say true or false. So if they say Balakaha Vrikshasya Upari Asti Parantu Tatra Vanaraha Asti Chet Tat Vakyam Kleshaha Bhavati. It is wrong. It is false. That is the exercise.
Okay. Okay. If you've understood it, it's fine. I still don't understand your question.
See, my question was in the chapter, in the third question, they're mentioning in the above the tree, the Balak is there, isn't it? Like Girasya Purta Viksha Astri is right. Girasya Vamata Udyanam Asti. It is on the not the left side, but it is the right side. That Udyanam is Girasya on the Dakshinaha, on the right side, not the left side. And similarly, the third, the question they're mentioning is above the tree, there's a Balkaha Vrikshasya Upari Asti. This is small monkey in the picture, isn't it?
Yes.
Whether we will say no or yes is confusing. Had they mentioned the Vanraha Vrikshasya Upari Asti, Vanra means that monkey, so that would have been right. So Balaka is not nowhere in the picture. Or, you got the point, what I'm saying? The mention in the art point A exercise that appears to me.
Mahodaya, Rupa Vadami, Balaka, one who is standing down, Saha Balaka Asti.
That is Balaka Vridha?
That is Balaka.
Vahi,
he looks like a Vridha to you.
Saha Balaka.
No. Okay. Okay.
Adaha Balaka Asti Upari.
Balakaha Adha Asti. Adha Asti. Okay.
So you have to just say yes or no. Whether it is true. Balakaha Vrikshasya Upari Asti. See if the boy is on the tree. If he is, then say yes. If not, say no.
Okay. That's why I was confused with that wonder.
I think in that picture, it looks like a man. So he's thinking, where is that child?
Oh, really?
Maybe, yeah. Okay. That's fine, that's fine. Okay. That's okay, that's fine. Thank you. Dhanyavada.
You better say the thanks to the person who explained you because I did not even understand. Anyhow, never mind. So, Antaha Bahihi is the next one that we saw where Antaha says inside and Bahihi says outside. So, that is all about 8.2e. Those two you can finish it off as a homework. So 9.1, you see a bus station. So again, we will get into some conversational thing. Rangarajan Mahodaya, can you please read the first statement alone?
Kutra hai, yedat lokayanam, kutra agadam.
Is it kutra? Can you read it properly?
Kuda, kudaka adam.
Kutaha agatam. Can you explain that?
The bus will come where, he is asking.
No.
Oh, from where it came.
That, yeah, that, that bus.
I'll explain. Kutaha is from where. Kutaha bhavan agachati means from where are you coming?
Oh, kutaha from where?
Kutaha is from there. Dhanyavada. Nayana Bhagini, can you do the second one?
Aham Bhagini. Pita Mysur taha agatam. Coming from Mysur.
It has come from Mysur. Kutaha agatam. From where it came. When you say it has come from Mysur.
Come from Mysur.
Okay, Dear Mohan Mahodaya, can you do the next sentence?
Yeah. Itaha. Putra Vajati Itaha Kutra Gachiti. From here, where it goes? Like, from here, Ita is from here, Kutra is from where? Gachiti.
From here.
From here? Where
Yahate kaha. Samyak. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
Itaha Mysuru Gachati. From here it will go to Mysuru.
Itaha Mysuru Gachati. So the boy basically asks from where did the vehicle came? From where did it come? And the Pita says from Mysuru. Then he asks from here where does it go? He says it from here it again goes back to Mysuru. Anugraha Bhagini, please do the next one.
Yeah. Tataha kada agamishyati. There, when does it reach?
It is not just there, it is from there.
Oh.
Others please be mute.
Or at there.
No, from there.
From there, when does it reach?
When does it comes again? When will it come? Agamishyati is future tense.
Okay. When will it come?
When will it come? Kada is when.
Right.
So here so far we have seen three questioning words. One is kutaha, which is from where. Kutaha is from where. Kutra is where. Without from, where. Kada is when.
Kada is when. Okay.
Agamishyati is future tense.
Agamishyati, does it mean arrive or come?
When will it come?
Okay.
Do you get it? It is future tense. Aayega.
Yeah, but that. The continuation of the conversation, it goes to Mysuru, then from there it comes, it seems like it from there, where does it arrive, or where does it go from?
When will it come?
When will it come? Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes, okay.
Dhanyavada. Bhagini. Deepa Bhagini. Aam Bhagini.
पिता ततः श्वः आगमिष्यति. The father says, then it will come back tomorrow.
It is not then. ततः is from there.
From there. From there.
Others
from
please
there
be
it
mute.
Will come back tomorrow.
Let Deepa Bhagini speak.
Yeah.
From there
it will come back tomorrow.
Shwaha agamishyati. Tomorrow it will come.
Tomorrow it will come.
Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Vaidhyanatham Mahodaya.
पुत्रः एते जाना किं
केन यू प्लीज रीड इट प्रॉपर्ली एते आफ्टर
दैट एते जानाः जनाः एते जनाः एते जनाः किं कुर्वन्ति एते जनाः किं कुर्वन्ति
केन यू एक्सप्लेन
I am not very confident, Bhagini.
What is ete? If you have done the shabda exercise, then you will be able to answer it. If not, what is janaha?
Jana people.
Plural, janaha. Right?
Janaha. Kim, janaha plural. What Kim from it? Where? Kim.
No. When you, how do you ask, what is your name?
Kim, namaha, naam kim? Bhavataha naam kim? Kim means what? What?
So, what is kim there? Janaha kim? What is kurvanti?
Kurvanti.
Chandra Bhagini, can you teach him what the sentence says?
Putraha vadati, ete janaha kim kurvanti. So, the son asks, ete means these. Janaha, people, kim, what, kurvanti will do. So, what will these people do?
It is okay, Bhagini? Not
what do these people yeah
what do these people do
what do they
do did you understand
no I was still I am not very clear ma
what is your doubt
no ete janaha these people kim kurvanti kim what kurvanti I have not understood
karoti is
karoti vishesha kriya padani properly there would have come across karoti is
karoti
kurvanti
kurvanti
okay now do you understand
yes ma'am yes Bhagini
chandra Bhagini please do the next one
pita vadati ete itastata sancharanti these ete when it comes again it means the janaha these people itah tatah itah is from here tatah from there so they travel from here to there
it's here and there sancharanti technically means wandering
sancharanti
even in astrology they say graha sancharam
so
which means it wanders in that particular house so sancharati technically means wandering so they will wander
they keep here. Going and coming back
samyak dhanyavadah and any questions in this or shall we continue
सुमित्रा भगिनी आगतम इज विच टेंस
पास्ट टेंस
धन्यवाद
यू कैन डिड आई टॉक अबाउट द ashtadhyayi.com दैट आई वांटेड टू एक्सप्लोर यू नो राइट आई स्पोक ओनली अबाउट शब्द मंजरी
Now you told us once about Ashtadhyayi, but I didn't get to know what
it was. There you can definitely type it in the Dhatu Pataka section.
But can you share that link or something in WhatsApp?
Sure, I will do it in the group.
Okay.
Okay, so that you can use it. Okay. So, what else is remaining? So I think then you can do 9.2 as a homework. There in the pink table before 9.2, we generally know what is atra, tatra, kutra and all that. Upari, upari is upside, kutra is where, tatra is there, atra is here. But to say from here, you cannot use atrataha, it should be itaha. And to say from there, it should be tataha. And from where, if you want to ask, you should be using kutaha. So from the top, it should be uparishtat vanaraha agachati. So from the top, the vanara comes. So that you just keep it in mind. Any questions or shall we... good. I think 9.2 you can do it as a homework. So it's basically there is a person, he travels to various places. The first two sentences says Shankaraha Bangalore taha Shringeri Gatavan. So find where Shringeri is. It is in the right side. Shringeri taha Dharmasthalam Gatavan. So from there, where all he travels. And finally he reaches back to Bangalore, Agatavan. So see that and finish 9.2. Now I'll just wait for another couple of minutes so that if you have any questions, you can ask.
Bhagini, like Shringeri will be from Shringeri, Shringeri Taha. So Dharamsthalam will be Dharamsthalam Taha, Dharamsthala Taha. Merge there, like from Bengaluru, Bengaluru Taha is from Bengaluru. Similarly, it will say from Shringeri to Shringeri Taha. So Dharamsthalam and after Dharamsthalam Taha, yeah, we have to cancel both and Taha.
That is the homework basically. Try, do it and then we will discuss the answer in the next class.
So that's fine. That's fine.
Any other questions? I assume not. So we have 10.1. Someone is unmuted and I'm hearing a lot of noise. If you don't have any questions, please mute yourself. Anugraha Bhagini, can you please mute? And if you don't have any doubts, please mute. I'm hearing a bit of noise from your side as well. So I will just do a quick recap of what we have seen so far today. The first thing that we saw was Purataha, in front, back, right, left, up and down. That was the first thing. Purataha, Prishtataha, Dakshinataha, Vamataha, Upari, Adaha. And then Antaha, Bahihi, inside and outside, which is Antaha and Bahihi. And then Itaha, Tataha, which is from here, from there. Kutaha is from where. Itastataha, here and there. And then the question word that we saw was Kutaha, from where. Itaha, Tataha, Itastataha, Kutaha. And then rest all homework. Only this much we have seen. Can I go and do the next one or you need some time to practice it?
Bhagini. I'm Jagmohan. Like Purataha is in front, right? So see, we have added Taha to make it from Ita, from and from, like we use a word, no, the from, we add Taha. So here is a Purataha from above and from front. It's the same Taha word. So how we can differentiate whether it is a from right, from left, or only left?
I don't understand what you mean. Can you please say it in a slowly without any frustration? Because you're so fast that even before processing one word of yours, you're finishing the sentence.
I'm asking, is Purataha is in front of like a gray, Grihesh Purataha. While in the next, we have done, add Taha to make it from. Right, from Bengaluru Taha, Uttaha, we're adding to make it from, isn't it? So my point is, how we can differentiate that the Taha adding, like Vam Taha. Vam Taha means left from ghar ke left of the house is udyanam asti, is it? So where that is the vamtaha word, because taha we have been given to understand, when we add taha it becomes from. With the padani we add taha,
you cannot generalize it. You cannot generalize it. For example, when I say vanam and patam, putraha patam patati, vanam atra asti, just because both of it ends in im, you cannot say why patam is dvitiya vibhakti, why vanam is prathama vibhakti.
Okay.
It is because of the declination it happens like way.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyhow, maybe next class I will maybe, because when we have to say from left, how will say?
You have to say dakshina taha only. Dakshina is basically right.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Dakshina means many other things.
Mm.
That is all different.
Mm.
You can do it as a homework. It is actually a good question. You can try and make sentences. From right,
okay.
You can complete the sentence. You make a logical statement. But.
Okay, I'll try.
Any other questions? Okay. So practice these words. Can I go ahead, or you want some time to practice it? We have seen very less, though it took 1 hour for us to do it.
You can go ahead, Vadin.
Okay, I hope all of you find the same. So, 10.1 is about fast, slow, loud, and not so loud. Okay, so shigram is fast. Ashvah shigram gachati. Mandam is slow. Kurmah mandam gachati. Ashvah is horse. Ashvah vegena gachati iti kritva shigram gachati iti dattam. Kurmah vayam janati mandam eva gachati. Kurmah mandam gachati. Uchaihi shanaihi. Simhaha uchaihi garjati. Simhaha tyukte lion iti artaha. Uchaihi tyukte the sound. Tone. Uchaihi asti. Adhikam bhavati iti. Balika shanaihi gayati. She sings in a very feeble voice. So we will do the exercise now. Think, yeah. Kasya kramaha. Vijay Mahodaya. 10.1 Ekavaram Uparitana Vakyam Patitva Pratamam Karotu. Vijay Mahode Astiva?
Yes, ma'am. Shigram, mandam, uchaihi, shainaihi, shanaihi, eteshu, uchitena, rupena, rittasthanam, puryatu.
Purayatu.
First, purayatu. The first sentence is saha dash bhojanam karoti. Saha shigram bhojanam karoti.
Uttamam. Anugraha Bhagini. Can you do the second one? अनुग्रहः भगिनी अस्ति वा? अशोक महोदय, केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट वन्?
उन्मत्तः उच्चे हसति.
पुनः एकवारम्.
उन्मत्तः उच्चे हसति.
व्हाट इज उच्चे? केन् यू प्रॉपर्ली प्रोनाउंस इट?
उच्चे उच्चैः हसति.
नो, योर प्रोनाउंसिएशन इज स्टिल रॉन्ग.
उच्चौः हसति.
It is there in the question, right? In the pink line. Can you please read and say it properly?
Uchau, uchau hasati.
No. Can you read the first statement once?
Shigram, mandam is the... Uchai, Uchaiha.
It is not Uchaiha. If I comes in, what should be the visarga? How it should be pronounced?
Uchau.
Mahodaya, please read properly. Is it au?
A-I.
If there is cha and a line after that and then the two tail at the top, then it is Uchau. It is Uchaihi. Can you explain what it is?
Is Umantaha Uchaihi Hasati. So he is laughing. Unmantaha, laughing loud. Unmantaha. Unmantaha.
It is not Unmantaha. Can you read it properly?
Unmatraha.
Unmattaha. There is no rakara there.
Unmattaha.
Unmattaha.
Yes, Unmattaha, laughing loud.
What is Unmattaha?
Okay, Bhagini, I thought this is noun actually. What?
It is, but it is a specific character of a noun. Unmattaha means mad person.
Okay.
रङ्गराज महोदय, अग्रिमं करोतु.
मम माता मन्दं कार्यं करोति. मै मदर् विल् डू द वर्क् विथ् स्लोलि.
ओके, यू कुड् बेटर् कीप् इट् शीघ्रम्. At least for mothers.
Because I want to use it. No, I want to use it. First word to use it. So.
Okay, fine. But still. Dhanyavad. Nayana Bhagini, agrimam karu.
Agree to old lady.
Idanim sa vriddha bhavati atah sa mandam karu.
Eva mastu. Karu to bhagini.
भवती सम्भाषणं करोतु. भवती शनैः सम्भाषणं करोतु.
शनैः बट् नो वन् विल् लास्ट् शनैः करोतु. स्पीक् लौडर् रैट्. I mean, yeah, Shanehi is perfectly fine. The person is too loud. He's shouting, he is very shouting. So then in that case, you can. Either way. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Just Mohan Mahodaya, can you do the next one? Jagmohan Mahodaya.
आम्
पठतु, अग्रिमं करोतु.
न श्रीणोमि, कृपया किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदतु.
केन् यू प्लीज़ रीड इट् प्रापर्ली. अदर्स् प्लीज़ बी म्यूट्.
पडन् लाशेनो
आई एम
कृपया किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदतु.
केन् यू एक्स्प्लेन् वाट् इट् इस्?
I can't listen. If you are Uchi, speak it loudly.
Please speak loudly.
Please speak. What a kinship means, like a little?
Yeah. Can you speak a little loud?
Yeah.
Dhanyavada. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
शीघ्रं प्रस्थानं करोतु, विलम्बः भवति. कम् प्लीज़् टेक् द सीट् आर् प्लीज़् प्रसीड्, इट् इस् आलरेडि लेट् आर् इट् विल् बिकम् लेट्
आर् इट् विल् बि लेट् इट् विल् गेट् लेट्. अस्तु, सम्यक्, धन्यवादः. दीपा भगिनी.
आं भगिनि, इतोपि समयः अस्ति, मन्दं भोजनं करोतु. देर् इस् टैम्, प्लीस् हाव् फुड् स्लोलि.
मन्दं भोजनं करोतु, इतोपि समयः अस्ति. उत्तमं, वि हाव् वि स्टिल् हाव् टैम्, ईट् स्लो. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
आटम् आटम् हौस् इति अनुग्रहः भगिनी वा? आटम् हौस्.
आं भगिनि, ऐ एम् अनेबल् टु चेञ्ज् मै नेम् तु.
चिन्ता नास्ति. अनानिमस् इति अपि एकम् अस्ति. ऐ डोण्ट् नो हू इस् अनानिमस्. ऐ विश् दे पुट् देर् नेम्.
सः अजय् श्रीनिवास.
ओ एवम्, अस्तु. अजय् महोदय, इस् देट् यू?
आम्. किम्?
अनानिमस् इति मया दृष्टम्, अहं न जानामि किम् इति. कृपया साध्यं चेत् भवतः नामम् अत्र स्थापयतु. अनानिमस् इति मास्तु. अस्तु, कृपया करोतु.
आं भगिनि, एतत् लोकयानं सर्वदा डाश् गच्छति. एतत् लोकयानं सर्वदा शीघ्रं गच्छति.
बट् नेवर् हेपन्स् शनैः गच्छति. मेक् सेन्स्, बट् या, यु केन् यूस् इट् एनीवे. शीघ्रं गच्छति, शनैः गच्छति, नेवर् मैण्ड्.
आल्वेस् ओके.
Always it goes slow or fast. Shigram gachati or mandam gachati.
Bhagini, ek klesham asti. Mandam shanaihi dvayam api
dvayam api
slow slow iti vaktum shaknam iti.
Actually shanaihi technically means slow. Okay. But you can alternatively use it this as well. That it is not that audible, or it is less audible in that sense as well. We even call, we tend to call Shanishwarah, it is actually Shanaihi Charah. He moves slow, that's why he is Shanish Charah. The Shanishwara Bhagavan that we pray. Rupa Bhagini, can you do the next one?
आं भगिनि, अत्र शिशुः निद्रां करोति, कृपया डाश् वदतु. कृपया शनैः वदतु.
शनैः वदतु. वदतु. दट् मेक्स् सेन्स्. ओके, अजय महोदय, केन् यु डु द लास्ट् वन्?
सः उच्चैः भाषणं करोति, ध्वनिवर्धकम् एव न आवश्यकम्. सः उच्चैः भाषणं करोति, ध्वनिवर्धकम् एव न आवश्यकम्. He speaks so loud that he doesn't need loud speaker. Microphone.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a mic. Yeah.
Any questions on this? If not, we will continue further if you are all okay with it, or else we'll just stop it here. You can type it in the chat box if you want, whether we can continue or you want me to stop here. I'll think this more.
No, yes, I think we can stop here. I think there is a lot of homework actually.
Yeah, we have a lot of time, we can continue. That's my opinion.
Okay, I'll just go with the majority.
I would also suggest we stop here for today.
Okay.
You don't do your homework again during class time.
Yeah, it is all one word homework, most of them there, but still, if you find it like it is too much like stuffing, then I will stop it here. You just got a few more minutes left, but one of you should revise whatever we have done so far. I think I missed Ajay Mahode because I was unable to find him. It would be good if you can do the revision, Mahode, if you are comfortable.
We have where did we stop?
Sorry?
No, I'm just trying to figure out where we started today.
We started from Purataha Prishtataha.
Purataha
Prishtataha.
Which is 8.1. Whoa, way back. Yeah, so we learned the words Purataha, Pushtataha, Vamataha, Dakshinataha, Upari, Adha. Then we went on to apply those words.
Can you explain Purataha, Pushtataha once so that, just one okay. word, what is Purataha, what is Pushtataha?
Yeah, Purataha, Pushtaha is the in front and in behind. Vamataha, Dakshinataha is your left and your right. Mm-hmm. Uparihi, Adha is over and under.
Samyak.
Then we went on to mix.
Uparihi?
Yeah, Upari and Upari, Adha.
Upari, Adha.
It's Adha.
Samyak.
Am I saying wrong? Then we went on to use those words in sentences. Then we had a conversation between father and son about a bus, something related to the...
About that, we saw something in and out. Can you cover that aspect?
Oops, sorry. Yeah. We learned the words for inside and outside, which is the antaha bahihi. Then we went on to a conversation between a father and son regarding bus arrival departure. Then we learn the words itaha, tataha, kutaha, taha. From here to there, from where, itas, tataha, here and there. And then we traced a travel of a person starting from Bangalore, going through various cities, coming back to Bangalore. We expressed those in sentences. After that, we learned the words Shigram Mandam, which stand for fast and slow. And the next two words were Uchaihi Shanaihi, stand for loud and in lower voice. Then we went on to make sentences using these four words, Shigram Mandam Uchaihi Shanaihi. That's about it, I guess.
That's fine. And any questions further? If not, I'll just take Katham alone once. Of course, there is about four more new words to be taught. So that's why I thought it would be like overstuffing. All right, we will see it in the next class. I think this much is enough for now. Fine. Please do the homework and try to practice it in your own sentence, not just with the sentences that is given in the book, so that you can become fluent. As we finish lessons, don't forget the earlier lessons. Anybody wants to say anything?
Yes, Sumitra Bhagini. No, no. Prasthaya is Vishkan.
Where is it?
9.2. Shankarah, Bangalurah, Prasthaya. 9.2.
Prasthaya is not a tense. Having started.
Okay.
Starting from somewhere, having started. Dakshina Bharata Pravasam Prasavan. Did a travel. So Prasthaya is having started.
Thank you. Dhanyavad.
There are no other Bhagini.
So what is the meaning of Vilambaham?
Late.
Late, okay.
Deepa Bhagini.
Yes. Bhagini, 7.2 last four sentence could be do it again. I had lost connection. The last four.
Can you please hear the recording, Bhagini, once? It will be available.
Yes.
I'll make sure that I upload it at least by tomorrow. So that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Anything else you want to say? If not, Vidyadhar Mahadeva, can you do the closing chant? Others, please be in mute. I hear a lot of noise again. Others, I'll mute everybody. Karot Mahadeva, Kripya.
Sarvesham I think I should start with Om, right? Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
धन्यवादः सर्वेषां
धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः
भगिनी
धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः